This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The heavens are speaking, a celestial shofar echoing across the expanse. Not a whisper, not a subtle hint, but a resounding call, a declaration of Yahuwah's imminent appointments. We are not meant to simply observe the movements of the spheres, but to discern the hand of the Ancient of Days within them. The prophets spoke of signs in the heavens, and in this generation, those signs are multiplying, aligning with the rhythms of the modem, the appointed times of Yahuwah. For too long, we have allowed the Edomite systems to dictate the narrative, to interpret these celestial signals through their corrupted lenses. They speak of economic indicators, of geopolitical shifts, but they are blind to the true meaning, the restoration of Israel, the judgment of Edom, and the unfolding of the day of Yahuwah. Consider the shekel, the ancient currency of our fathers. Recent reports speak of its strengthening, of a rebuilding of economic foundations in the land. This is not merely a financial trend. It is an earthly echo of celestial movements. Yahuwah established the modem with astronomical precision. The new moon dictates Rosh Chodesh, the barley harvest signals the wave offering, and the autumnal equinox heralds Yom Kippur. These are not simply agricultural markers, but divine appointments, anchors in Yahuwah's plan of restoration. The increasing value of the shekel, the rebuilding of economic foundations, it speaks of a nation regaining its rightful inheritance. It's a signal of preparation, a necessary condition for the gathering of Israel from the four corners of the earth. Amos 9:14-15 proclaims, "I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they shall rebuild the ruins and dwell again in their land." This restoration is not a promise of ease, but a call to readiness. It is a weaving of righteousness, a purification, a deliberate separation from the corruption that has plagued Israel for generations. We see it mirrored in the return to foundational practices, to the ancient skills of our ancestors. Reports speak of a renewed interest in weaving linen, in tending gardens, in reconnecting with the land itself. These are not nostalgic pursuits, but acts of preparation, a reclaiming of heritage, a strengthening of resilience, a tangible manifestation of Israel's reconnection to its roots. Like a thread of righteousness woven into the fabric of a renewed covenant, these acts are preparing Israel for the coming kingdom. But let us not mistake preparation for complacency. The celestial shofar doesn't merely announce a gathering, it announces a reckoning. The roaring heavens are not a lullaby but a warning. We must remember the fate of Edom, the prophecies etched in stone against their lineage. The iron of their dominion will corrode, there will overturn. Yeshekel 35 speaks plainly, their pride will be broken, their land desolate, their name erased. The signals are clear. The dismantling of Edom's power structures is underway. The decay of their dominion is accelerating. This is not a call for vengeance, but a recognition of Yahuwah's righteous judgment. It is a confirmation that He is sovereign over all kingdoms, that Mashiach reigns, and that His justice will prevail. The watchman sees these threads converging, the celestial signs, the economic restoration, the return to ancestral practices, the judgment of Edom. They are not isolated events, but interconnected pieces of a grand prophetic puzzle. They are a call to vigilance, a summons to readiness, a reminder that the day of Yahuwah is at hand. The true Israel, the scattered remnant of Jacob's seed, is being awakened in this generation. They are hearing the shofar blast, recognizing the signs, and preparing for their return. This is not a political movement, but a spiritual awakening. It is a reclaiming of covenant identity, a rejection of the false narratives of Edom, and a wholehearted embrace of Yahuwah's plan for restoration. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.